This is the Como Morning News on Como News Radio.
It's now 5:18. Kate Chambers is at the editor's desk, and with Greg Hirschholt, I'm Manda Factor.
As the economy continues to falter, millions of out-of-work Americans are seeing their retirement savings dwindle. The reason? Well, they have to live.
It's that simple. ABC's national correspondent Jim Hickey is with us now live. What do the numbers show, Jim?
Well, the numbers show, and this is a new study that has just come out. It's from the Transamerica Center for Retirement Studies. They interviewed and surveyed hundreds of out-of-work or displaced workers, unemployed or underemployed workers. And the bottom line is more than a third of those people who lost their jobs during this recession have been forced to dip into their retirement savings early in order to just meet expenses. They are seeing their nest egg being cracked open way too early, but they have to do it and are paying penalty fees for the privilege.
And it's almost a perfect storm as health care costs go up and other expenses. And, you know, what else do people have to rely on?
Well, they can rely perhaps on credit cards. Not a great idea. Maybe they can get a loan from a family member or somebody they know. Also not the best idea. They can hopefully get unemployment benefits, but that's a finite amount in a finite time. So it's a very tough problem, and many people are turning to, in desperation, to their 401ks or even their own savings plans in the bank that they put aside for retirement. They're having to dip into that now because they have to pay the bills.
Those lucky enough to have an account to dip into. ABC News national correspondent Jim Hickey with us this morning on Como News Radio.